Well, the US Supreme Court has struck down Colorado's move to bar Donald Trump from its presidential primary. Colorado's top court removed the former president from its ballot back in December, citing the 14th Amendment that bans insurrectionists from running for office. But Supreme Court justices were sceptical of the move at a hearing on February the 8th and accused the state of overstepping its authority. Today they decided Mr. Trump will remain on the ballot. Let's head to our US correspondent for more on this with Simon Marks now. Good morning, Simon. Tell us, what is the basis of the Supreme Court decision today and what does it mean for Mr. Trump?
Well, Ingrid, this is a very big ruling by the United States Supreme Court, arguably the most important ruling as far as elections are concerned since the year 2000, when the Supreme Court heard the case between George W. Bush and Al Gore and decided to give the presidency to George W. Bush. What the Supreme Court is saying, and they're saying this unanimously, is that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which dates all the way back to the Civil War and was adopted in an effort to stop leaders of the Confederacy, the South, in the Civil War, who had been accused of waging an insurrection against the United States, from ever seeking federal office. This Section 3 of the 14th Amendment says that if you've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and then led an insurrection against its constitution, you should be barred from holding public office. Now, it's very imprecise in its language, and the Supreme Court has ruled again unanimously today that it cannot be applied to bar President Donald Trump or any other candidate for federal office from appearing on the ballot. All of the justices agreed that individual states could not bar candidates for federal office under the 14th Amendment, and five of the justices have published a concurrent opinion saying that they believe that Congress now needs to act and legislate to make it absolutely clear to whom Section 3 of the 14th Amendment applies and to whom it does not apply. But in concrete practical terms, this puts Donald Trump back on the ballot in Illinois. It puts Donald Trump back on the ballot in Maine, two of the other states that had taken the same action as Colorado. And it is an enormous win for him. We're expecting to hear from him personally pretty soon. He's already put out a statement simply describing this as an enormous victory, and it puts to rest efforts by a variety of litigants who have been seeking to exploit the 14th Amendment of the Constitution in an effort to derail Donald Trump's presidential aspirations.
Okay, well, that is interesting. Interesting that it is unanimous because that does clear some of the controversy away. And so those the other states that you mentioned who had wanted Mr. Trump off their ballot, do they have any right of reply here, or it's automatically, you know, their bid is off as well?
Well, they've got the opportunity to seek guidance from the Supreme Court, but there's no real grounds for doing that in this opinion. I mean, this opinion makes it absolutely clear that the Supreme Court justices, and there are very few things that come out of the Supreme Court these days that are unanimous, they all agree that you can't use the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to try and stop Donald Trump from getting his old job back again. And since that was precisely the constitutional element that Secretary of State in Maine and the court in Illinois just within the last few weeks were also using, like Colorado, it basically puts everything back to where things were prior to those decisions. And it means that Donald Trump absolutely can carry on campaigning for the presidency, and indeed that there can be no efforts by Republican states to try and say that Joe Biden shouldn't be allowed to campaign for the presidency either. It sets in aspic this notion that we are heading towards, in November, a rematch of the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah, so just finally then, Simon, this seals the deal for Mr. Trump as the Republican nomination?
Well, it seals the deal for Donald Trump as a continuing presence on the campaign trail. And as we head towards Super Tuesday, which hasn't dawned here yet, but will be doing so in several hours' time, it becomes increasingly likely, as we discussed yesterday, that Donald Trump is indeed going to become the presumed Republican presidential standard bearer. I mean, of course, anything can happen, but there is no indication whatsoever that his remaining rival in that race, Nikki Haley, is making very much headway. She did win the primary contest here in Washington, D.C. That's the first primary that she has won. And it may well be that by the time this battle is over, it will be the only primary that she wins because Donald Trump is so dominant all over the map.
It's kind of turned out to be a Super Tuesday, just not quite in the way we anticipated with a normal Super Tuesday, but certainly a significant Tuesday. Thank you very much. That is our US correspondent, Simon Marks.